Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. It is primary day in New York, and if you're a Democrat, you've got some big decisions to make. Several incumbents are facing tough challenges from candidates who sit farther left on the political spectrum. We've also got a four-way race for a seat covering a whole lot of Manhattan, and the mayor has been weighing in.
Mayor Mamdani's endorsement of Democratic, Socialist, and Progressive candidates will be high risk or high reward, according to political analyst Ben Max.
Do his candidates win and he gets additional political capital and juice from that? Or does he have some embarrassment on his hands and his political capital is significantly diminished?
Congressman Dan Goldman trying to fend off a challenge from Brad Lander, Lander endorsed by the mayor. Now in the 13th district, Adriano Espaillat facing three challengers, including Mamdani's pick, Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier. J.C. Polanco is a professor with the University of Mount St. Vincent.
They'd be saying, JC, when was the last time a mayor has ever spent this kind of political capital in a Democratic primary of any kind? And the answer is never.
And in Manhattan, the race to fill the seat of retiring Congressman Jerry Nadler, Michael Lasher, Jack Schlossberg, George Conway, and Alex Boris. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Mayor Mamdani will be joining us live on 1010 Winds right after your 801 traffic report later this morning, so be sure and check back then. We have the result of that situation in Bayville where no one ran for mayor. The former mayor has accepted the call to return to that job nearly a decade after he left office.
7,000 people live here in Bayville, and one person received 519 write-in votes for mayor, Paul Rupp. If the name sounds familiar, you are correct. He was the mayor 8 years ago. No one wanted to run for mayor, so it was a write-in only ballot. Current Mayor Steve Minicozzi says he decided not to run again.
We have somebody with experience that will be taking over the position.
Minicozzi says not much has changed in the past 8 years.
We've had some long stalled development projects that have gotten off the ground, which he'll be able to see them to completion.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
There's an arrest now months after a fatal hit and run that claimed the life of a man in Brooklyn. 35-year-old Gregory Ventura surrendered to police after they tracked his SUV to a repair shop in Illinois. 31-year-old Joshua Germain was crossing the street on February 15th after getting out of an Uber in East Williamsburg when he was struck. He died 5 days later at the hospital. His father tells the Daily News he and Joshua's 4-year-old son spent Father's Day at the cemetery. Ventura is charged with criminally negligent homicide and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Two people hurt when a pizza oven went boom. This was on the Upper East Side.
Saba's Pizzeria employees are outside trying to load produce and other perishable food back in. This employee says everyone's doing okay.
Small problem, that's all.
Alex wanted to grab a slice, but noticed the partial vacate order on the door of the empty pizzeria with the chairs stacked on the counter.
It just says do not enter on the door, so there's nobody there.
The FDNY says an overheated oven caused an explosion that hurt two people taken to nearby hospitals just before 9:30 Monday morning. Elaine works at a pharmacy across Lexington Ave.
We heard the fire department come even louder than the explosion itself.
The FDNY says the conditions of the hospitalized employees is unknown. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
So far, there's been no confirmation of any response. The Eitan Peetz disappearance is back in the news. The Supreme Court has restored the conviction of the man found guilty of the 1979 kidnapping and murder of the then 6-year-old who was on his way to catch his school bus at the time in Soho. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says it was the right decision.
The Peetz family has endured the unthinkable over the course of multiple, at this point, decades. It is impossible to imagine the pain of losing a child, waiting so long for justice, and then having to brace for more proceedings.
In 2012, bodega worker Pedro Hernandez confessed to the crime and then repeated that confession hours later after cops read him his Miranda rights. He later recanted, with his lawyer citing severe mental illness and a low IQ. An appeals court overturned the conviction, saying the judge should have provided a more detailed answer to jurors who had sent a note asking about those confessions. Well, yesterday, the Supreme Court said the appeals court had overstepped its authority.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.